candy shop was round the corner from our house, and every Saturday we went there spending all of our allowance. A cozy little place, nothing matches the feeling of being 8 years old and seeing candy stacked to the ceiling. But the world is not fair, neither was it back then, 'cause some kids have always had more than others to spend. And Martha saw this and felt she had to take action and slightly even out the gaps in this her casual fashion. When kids with smaller budgets weigh their bags, then she just blinked an eye and then discreetly tipped the scale so that it seemed a little lighter. So regardless of if we came in with less or more, we had the same amount of candy when we left the store. Such a beautiful gesture, I don't know what to say. Social justice in practice and in her own sort of way. She was like a mentor to me, taught me lessons in ethics. And if you fail to see the beauty, you're no less than pathetic. Then sort of in a way, that good old order went away, 'cause now Martha's dead and gone and that corner ain't the same. New ownership and a different look than before. It's not a candy store anymore, instead they're selling porn. I'm not a regular there, so it's kinda hard for me to know if they kept the same tip the scale policy. I'm thinking not, but you never know. But I can say for sure, shopkeepers, they don't make them like old Martha anymore. They don't make them like they used to, I'm afraid. You get no seal of approval nowadays. No warranties, just a lack of quality. They don't make them like they used to, honestly. They don't make them like they used to, I'm afraid. You get no seal of approval nowadays. No warranties, just a lack of quality. They don't make them like they used to, honestly.
'Cause I remember when I used to ride my bike down to the lake with my whole crew by my side. First off, we would paint, and if the vibe was right, with no police in sight, then we could ride all night. We had a spot on the northeast side of town, a hall of fame by the train track, Stockholm bound. And the sleeping city all around, got no clue on what goes down. After finishing the big productions, dirty and sweaty, sun already coming up then. And seeing that gave us so much energy. Ain't no way that we could go home, go to sleep. We hit the 24-hour gas station. No money, no problem, was our catchphrase then. Juices, ice cream, salad, sandwiches. Before they notice, we make sure to vanish quick. And now it's time to take a quick dip. Never wanna grow old, a bunch of big kids. The summers were long, the summers were hot then. Now something is wrong, but I ain't forgot them. Could be the climate change, could be something else. Maybe the problem lies within myself. No matter what the fact remains, the summers nowadays just ain't the same.
They don't make them like they used to, I'm afraid. You get no seal of approval nowadays.
No warranties, just a lack of quality. They don't make them like they used to, honestly.
They don't make them like they used to, I'm afraid. You get no seal of approval nowadays.
No warranties, just a lack of quality. They don't make them like they used to, honestly.
For more than a decade ago, when I was like 19, socializing was mandatory for a guy like me. Our meeting points on every holiday, a different day, another place, parks and cafes. But the story I'm about to narrate involves this one spot, with the doors wide open right in front of where the bus stops. All blocks, let's refer this building to serenity. Dark, misty, mysterious, come have a beer with us here on this Oakwood interiors. Drinks are kinda flat, but they cheap and okay. We say, give me four of those for 100 SEK. People coming by from all around city waving their wallets to get inebriated, situations insane, call it. So from that point, serenity's a sinking ship, despite the owners making money selling booze to kids and shit. Each and every weekend, yelling and screaming, drunks punching each other's cheeks, and some call the police, and eventually losing their permits and their profits. And the facility quick became a demolition project. So nowadays when I visit the spot, the house that made neighbors call the cops has been replaced with a parking lot. Ironic how it turns out for a shady company who first went down and later squared right in front of me. Moments likely coming back to me, and who knew that this place would no longer make it like it used to.
They don't make them like they used to, I'm afraid. You get no seal of approval nowadays.
No warranties, just a lack of quality. They don't make them like they used to, honestly.
They don't make them like they used to, I'm afraid. You get no seal of approval nowadays.
No warranties, just a lack of quality. They don't make them like they used to, honestly.